AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Ray Stilwell and hundreds of other residents of Columbia, South Carolina are getting a look at the flood damage done to their homes.
I heard it sounded like a gunshot. And, of course, that's great. Somebody's shooting in all this, but it wasn't a gunshot. It was my back doors blowing open.
Governor Nikki Haley says days of heavy rain touched off record flooding that has wrecked a number of cities and towns and hundreds of roads and bridges. She tells residents of the state that nearly 470 roads and bridges have been closed, have to be inspected, repaired, or even replaced before they're reopened.
We want to make sure every bridge and every road that you put your car on is safe for the good of yourself and your family. To have gone up to now 14 fatalities, please help us help you.
Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan calls Saturday's airstrike on a hospital a mistake. Sagar Meghani with more.
General John Campbell tells a Senate panel Afghan forces who said they were under Taliban fire in Kunduz asked for U.S. help, and the decision to fire was an American one.
A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
The strike killed at least 22 people. Campbell says an investigation is looking into the circumstances of what Doctors Without Borders, which runs the clinic, calls a war crime. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Ships and planes continue the search for the crew that was on board a cargo ship that went down at the height of Hurricane Joaquin last Thursday. Shamora Hills says she remains optimistic that her cousin, Roosevelt Clark, one of the 33 crew members, will be found.
I'm not giving up hope until I hear something different.
Right. Did he love the sea?
Oh, he loved it. That was his job. He loved his job.
So far, one body has been spotted along with a badly damaged empty lifeboat and other debris from the ship. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 22. The Nasdaq has lost 42. This is AP Radio News. Police have arrested a 17-year-old believed to have pulled a gun on a student outside a Community College of Philadelphia building. That prompted a campus lockdown and a large police response. No shots were fired. No one was hurt. Former president of the UN General Assembly and five others are charged in a bribery scheme. Here's our Julie Walker.
In exchange for the goods and money, federal prosecutors say John Ash used his UN position to help Chinese billionaire Ing Lap Seng gain contracts, including one to build a potential UN conference center in China.
For Rolex watches, bespoke suits, and a private basketball court, John Ash, the 68th president of the UN General Assembly, sold himself and the global institution he led.
And U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says they're continuing the investigation at the UN, where another diplomat, Francis Lorenzo, was also charged with accepting bribes. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.